You've probably heard about the Bridge to Nowhere, but what about funds for 16 after-school programs in Northwest Wisconsin, approved by Congressman David Obie? In 2005, for example, the Abbotsford School District received $250,000, the Chippewa Falls School District $300,000, and the regional CESA 9 got $1 million in earmarks.
I sponsored those earmarks because once the majority party decided that they were going to have earmarks in that bill, you betcha I was going to try to get as many as I could for my own district. So those after-school programs were funded because of earmarks that I sponsored. But I would have preferred not to have any earmarks in that bill whatsoever.
In 2006, Wisconsin got more than $100 million in earmarks, according to the group Citizens Against Government Waste. Many municipalities got funds. The city of Barron, for example, got $2.1 million for water, sewer, and street improvements. There was money for the Ice Age Trail and drug enforcement groups. To point out this growth in pork barrel spending, Obie produced his own report entitled Grand Ole Porkers. He showed the rise of earmarks began after the 1995 Republican takeover of the House of Representatives. He says now they're used as bribes.
3 years ago, the Republican chairman of the Labor Health Education Committee said that if you didn't vote for his bill, you weren't going to get any earmarks. So all that turned the Congress on that bill into an ATM machine.
Nick Reed is the Republican who's challenging Obie's 37-year incumbency. Reed says earmarks should be public knowledge.
Right now, members of Congress do not know when an earmark is slipped in. They're oftentimes voting on a bill and some earmark gets slipped in that they don't even know is there, and that's just wrong.
Reed says his party has introduced legislation to shed light on earmarks.
The Republicans introduced a bill just a couple weeks ago that would have reformed some of those things and brought transparency to the system, but again, on this issue, it is again either Dave Obie's way or it's the highway.
Congressman Obie co-sponsored earmark reform legislation that was tougher, he says, than the Republican plan.
The Republicans substituted for our comprehensive package a tiny little fig leaf which said, well, members of Congress have to reveal what the earmarks are. I reveal all of my earmarks. I put out a press release.
The Green Party candidate in this 7th congressional district race is Mike Miles.
The money that Dave brings in, which is the kind of money I would like to see brought back in, is insignificant, and it pales in comparison to the money that we're losing fighting the war, the endless war.
Meanwhile, Citizens Against Government Waste puts Wisconsin's pork return at $21 per capita, meager compared to top-ranking Alaska's $489 per capita and Hawaii's $378. In Eau Claire, I'm Mary Jo Wagner for Wisconsin Public Radio News.